That's a nice one, isn't it? That's Iris from the Goo Goo Dolls on Today FM. Now, last night was Blind Date time, which I sit down every Sunday, even though I was there for the recording, to watch Blind Date. The figures are huge, in case you're wondering. Not that it matters, but I'd like to brag about that. The figures are huge. It's over 200,000 people a week. And then when you include the player and people that watch it back, it's about 400,000 to 500,000 people a week, which would mean the same amount of people that watch The Late Late. All right for me, I'm used to being on TV, but what about the contestants, who most of whom have never been on TV before in their life? We are making stars out of them. Last night, everybody fell in love with Alan McGarry, and here's his best bits.
Please welcome Alan!
Hi, I'm Alan, I'm 27, and I'm from Ballyferma.
Hey.
I know a secret about you.
Now, you might have seen that classic show with Cilla Black, where Cilla found out and outed on stage a contestant for being an undercover journalist. Well, I know that you're a secret ginger.
Oh, why did you tell them that? I'm trying to get away from... No offence to the gingers, love yous all, okay?
Was he now... You can be honest, I mean, it's not going to offend
number three. No, it's not going to offend number three, but he just had... Oh!
Alan McGarry, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Brilliant to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was really, really good. I enjoyed the whole experience. I've done reality TV before, but this was like, it topped it all for me. So
what did you do before that you did on the TV?
I was on Body Fix in the UK.
What was that now?
It was about me wanting to change my kind of appearance and my looks and so on, because I'm very conscious about that.
Okay.
So I went on to go back to the ginger, and obviously I didn't like that look, so I had a bit of a tantrum, and I went kind of trending all over Twitter over that, saying I was this and that, but it was fine. But I'd done that, but I really, really enjoyed Blind Date.
I think you were brilliant on it. And you had a choice between Trevor, who was a hairdresser, and then there was Stephen from Clare, who never had a boyfriend. Yeah. You quite liked the look to him.
I did.
And then there was Tom.
I did, and then I changed my mind now.
Yeah.
I think it's because it was just first impressions, you know what I mean? And it was because you don't... People think it's live and think it's like, I can choose people right now. I can't do that. And I don't meet these guys. I don't know who's behind the screen. And it's all done really properly. But people do think that I actually see them beforehand.
No, not at all.
But
no,
we don't. Do you know what I mean? But people keep texting me going, why did you not pick number two? And I'm like, what do you mean? I didn't see them.
So where did you watch it last night?
In my friend's house.
Yeah.
And we had a bit of a munchbox. I couldn't really eat the munchbox because I was just like really, really nervous and I was mortified watching it.
So is this in Ballyfermot where your friend lives?
Yeah, it's in Ballyfermot. So it was really good. Like, I'm walking down the streets, like, people are just, like, pointing at me going, Blind Date, like, literally poking me in the eye, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're a blind date, and it's like, you can sense it when you're on the bus, and you can feel it, that people are actually looking at you.
People know.
You're on the show.
Everybody knows, like, I mean.
Yeah, I got a lot of followers that I was getting, like.
Yeah, this is what I was going to say. What about Facebook or your phone? Like, everybody says that their phone just explodes when they're on it.
Mine was, like, it was mental. Like, I got a load of friend requests from random people, 50-year-old men, 60-year-old men, you know.
Oh, no, asking naughty things.
Well, not necessarily, but get in touch with me, you know. Going on to the likes of dating websites and getting asked, am I you?
Oh my God. Yeah, actually, I heard that you were on Grindr and stuff and they were going.
I literally have to message them. I'll show you at the end of the show. But they literally text me and say, you were really good on the show last week. And I'm like, I wasn't on the show last week. You're like, you're not the one that's hosting it. And I'm like, no, it's Al Porter. Like, I'm Alan McGarry. We're different people.
I said it to my boyfriend. I said, he thinks he looks like me, right? And I was going, he doesn't look like me. And he's like, oh, Ali's a spitting image of you. I was like, how dare you?
No, I think it's probably because we're gay and we've got black hair, maybe.
We've got dark eyebrows.
Yeah, our names are similar. I think that's probably why people assume me. Yeah. But yeah, people just assume that all the time, like when they see me on things, they go, oh, hiya, Al Porter. I'm like, it's
do you think
Al.
It's going to improve your love life now that you kind of, it's like putting yourself out there, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
that's one of the reasons why I done it, because I said, if I didn't find the man of me dreams, I had the option of people knowing that I am single, I am on the market, maybe in the future, do you know what I mean? So it was good for putting myself out there as well. But no one knows.
I thought you came across very nice on it.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
There was mixed
reactions. Were you on best behaviour?
I think I was on best behaviour. Yeah, I think because I want to come across the gentleman.
Yeah.
I am really, but then you see those negative tweets, you know, and horrible, nasty people on it. Like,
shut up.
Yeah, and I saw some towards other people and towards yourself. And it's like, these people just need to get off their trolling bums and just cop on to life. It's the worst things happening in life, and they really, really, really annoy me.
Absolutely. Oh, no, they annoy me too as well. But look, come here. As somebody who gets
tweets
every day, Don't worry about it. Yeah. Honestly. The majority of things that I saw about you, like as in 90%, and it was huge reaction, was like the number one thing trending in Ireland for a while last night. People are just saying, oh, Alan's gas and he's lovely. And they love your facial expressions. Now, my mum did ring and say, God, he could do panto.
But you know what? I'd love to do a panto, but I get my Botox done by Kerry Hanafis and St. William Street, okay? And now I have no facial expressions anymore. I used to have frowns, so Kerry looks after me really, really well with the lip fillers and all that jazz. I used to have so much frowns that it was terrible.
So no frown?
No. Kerry's the woman for me. I go to her all the time, so that's why I'm plastic on the top, so thank to be Jesus.
Oh, Alan, I want to see more of you somewhere. Like, what are you going to do? Please become famous.
Well, at the moment, I am undertaking a presenting course with Park Studios. It's a course that Lucy Kennedy and all done and Karen Costin Expose. I'd love to be a presenter. I'd love to work on radio. I'd like to be a TV presenter, a chat host.
But you have a gorgeous, like, attitude, you know? You have a nice way about you.
Thanks. I really appreciate that.
He's brilliant, isn't he? Pam, what do you think? Radio and TV for Alan in the future?
Definitely. It was gold last night.
Thank you.
Gold.
I was a bit nervous. I think next week it's going to be even better. I think, with the whole date and so on.
Well, we're going to see how you and Tom got on. Don't tell me how you got on.
Anything.
What's your Twitter then? We might as well get you some followers.
So my Twitter is, it's Alan Love, so ITSALANLOVE. And my Instagram is Alan_loves_world.
Alan McGarry, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Isn't he brilliant? That's Alan McGarry.
Today FM with Al Porter.